From the pounding heart of forgotten America, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, July 11, 2019. Thank you for being here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, President Trump declares victory over the deep state once again as a federal court throws out the emoluments lawsuit that has been filed against him, making it clear the president can still sell rooms at his hotels. What a shock. Number two, on the southern border, the number of illegals coming across is dropping fast, but the crisis continues. Among sordid allegations of sexual assault and cruelty at some of the holding facilities, by any measure, it's a serious crisis. And number one, it began as a feud, then became a grudge match, and now the battle between Nancy Pelosi and AOC's Mean Girls clique could become the all-new celebrity death match. I mean, these two sides are squaring off for an epic fight. We'll get to that in a moment, but first we have some breaking news for you to start hour number two here today. A Royal Navy frigate had to bring its guns and train them on three Iranian boats that were trying to storm a British tanker off the coast of Iran. This happened overnight. A Royal Navy frigate forced to train its weapons on the three Iranian boats. They were trying to take the British tanker. Another escalation of hostilities by Iran towards the Allies, towards NATO, towards Western countries. Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard tried to take control of the vessel as it passed through the Strait of Hormuz, according to reports, sparking a tense standoff in the Persian Gulf. The HMS Montrose was there and ready to go. And the HMS Montrose, as you can imagine, it's a destroyer-type ship, missile decoy defense system, 30-millimeter automatic guns, rocket-launching helicopters, surface ship torpedo defense. It's got it all. It's a pretty well tricked out war vessel, and they were taking no chances. The HMS Montrose quickly trained its 30-millimeter deck guns on the enemy boats and warned them away. The British Heritage tanker was being escorted through the Flashpoint region by the Montrose amid all this tension. It's just the latest flare up. We'll keep an eye on it, but don't expect it to get better anytime soon. And again, go back to what I told you earlier this week. General Mattis arriving in Southern California, just outside of San Diego, at the Navy SEALs training facility there, to let the people there know that we would be at war with Iran within 6 months. This happened on the 27th of June, I believe, if I checked my notes. And so war with Iran is on the horizon. Can it be avoided? I would hope so. I don't think America wants another war. But on the same token, we do not want a nuclear-armed Iran. We do not want an Iran that thinks they can take control of ships in international seaways. The British, obviously, not amused either. And this is going to come to a head at some point, one way or the other. We'll keep an eye on it. Now, back to the celebrity deathmatch. What's going on now with Nancy Pelosi and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her Mean Girls is something all new that I've not seen. This kind of division, this kind of back and forth, this feud that has become a war of words. And now, believe it or not, AOC has dropped the race card. Now, that's not surprising when she's dealing with, you know, the Republicans and whatnot. But when she is dealing with her own party, it's surprising to see the race card dropped right out like a bomb. And you've got AOC, and you've got Ayanna Pressley and Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. That's the clique, the four Mean Girls clique right there it is. And AOC says it's the persistent singling out by the Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, of this group that is outright disrespectful. She's been dissed. AOC's been dissed, and she's not happy about it. And here's what she said in an interview with the Washington Post. When these comments first started, I kind of thought that she was keeping the progressive flank at more of an arm's distance in order to protect more moderate members, which I understood. But the persistent singling out, it got to a point where it was just outright disrespectful. The explicit singling out of newly elected women of color. And boom, there it is. The race card is on the table. In an earlier interview with the New Yorker Radio Hour, Ocasio-Cortez accused Congress of using women and minorities as bargaining chips. You see, if you don't have a credible argument or you're not winning the argument or people are not buying in, what do? You're a liberal Democrat. You go ahead and you throw the race card. Now, this is all in a week where Betsy Ross's flag has been tossed off of shoes for Nike. You've got police officers being thrown out of Starbucks because somehow police officers at Starbucks make people feel uncomfortable and unsafe. It comes in a week when Home Depot and one of its founders under great attack because he had the nerve to contribute some money to the Donald Trump reelection campaign. The Democrats have gone mad. They've gone mad. The whole notion that Donald Trump would tear apart the Republican Party is laughable at this point. Look at what's happening inside the Democrat Party. There is a self-destruction, a disintegration occurring right before our eyes. When you have AOC, who, whether you like her or hate her, she has sway over this Democrat Party. And Nancy Pelosi aptly pointed out they only have four votes between them. That's true. They have no power, but they have the power of Twitter and Facebook and social media. And it's a powerful, powerful tool that they have at their disposal, which they use time and time again. And Nancy needs to understand that they have this power, and I think she does understand that. But at the same time, she's not willing to yield power, and she tries to rule her caucus, her Democratic colleagues, with an iron fist, and she does a pretty good job. But here's the problem for Nancy. If you're going to spend your time fighting with AOC or Omar or Presley or Tlaib, it takes away any time you can spend on real legislation. You see, because now we're almost a year into their time, first year. We're burning it up. We're burning daylight, as they say. And what have the Democrats accomplished? They've blocked the president on a discussion over infrastructure. They finally capitulated on sending $4.6 billion in emergency aid to the southern border, but they have done nothing to discuss immigration or how to control the border long term. They've done nothing on how to control the cost of health care. They have done nothing but attack Donald Trump for the most part, and now the infighting. The infighting, and when you have all this infighting taking away from your time and depleting your resources, well, where do you go from there? And the answer is Nancy's in uncharted territory. She has a hostile group on the left. 95 Democrats voted against that $4.6 billion emergency aid bailout, including all four of the women I just mentioned, all four of the women that are saying that kids are in cages and it's chaos on the border and we're killing children. We need to make it stop. And yet all four of those people voted against aid to children and families at the southern border being held by the United States because they came here illegally. And Nancy cannot control them. The kids, well, they're not all right. And they're out of control, and they are angry, and they're dropping the race card now. So watch this. It's going to escalate, and it's going to be a celebrity death match. That's what it's going to be. You got to go all the way back to celebrity death match. It's what it's going to be. I wish they would bring it back just so I could see Nancy and AOC just fight it out. I think it would be terrific, and I'd watch it. By the way, I'm betting on Nancy. Why? Well, AOC's younger and faster and fleet of foot. Nancy fights dirty, man. Nancy fights dirty. That's why I'm going. My money is on Nancy Pelosi. She'll bring the crowd to their feet, no question. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.